Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Week 4 of football's in the books. Now it's time to get ready for Week 5. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, how are you doing, my friend? Are you doing better this week after an Eagles victory finally?
I am. There's no question about that, Jim. And I think the other interesting thing is that when you look at the NFL, the Eagles got a win and Bill O'Brien is without a job. I did not see that one coming on Monday night. But alas, they're 0-4 and he was seemingly trending to the hot seat for a while. And now he's gone. So we'll see where he lands next.
Some of those trades that he made as GM Bill O'Brien, I think, got Coach Bill O'Brien in hot water. So anyway, as much as I'd like to talk about coach or former coach Bill O'Brien, let's talk Penn State football. Greg, as we often like to do here, let's start with recruiting. And it seems like the same old story week after week. Last week, we talked about how North Carolina offensive tackle Diego Pound selected North Carolina over Penn State. The recruiting news this week is that Louisville offensive tackle decommit Zen Mikowski committed to Ohio State. Penn State was in the Final Four. Did Penn State have a realistic chance here, Greg?
Yeah, I don't think so, Jim. I just think that, while they were in his top four, I really don't think they ever had a shot at landing him. And again, if there was a chance for guys to take visits and if he could have got on campus, maybe he would have changed his decision timeline. But ultimately, it really felt like from the moment he decommitted that he was going to commit to Ohio State at some point. And he takes, less than a week to do just that. So, yeah, I think it was probably one of those deals where Penn State was in the Final Four. But in terms of having an actual shot at getting him, it did not really have one, as far as I can tell.
The other recruiting tidbit was a couple more crystal ball predictions for Pennsylvania tight end Khalil Dinkins. He's been hanging out there for quite a while. What is the story with him?
Yeah, I think he's a guy who would really prefer to take some more visits if he could, but seeing that that's probably not going to be the case. I mean, again, I think one thing we have to remember is that you can go to a campus and check out everything that's there. You just can't have any interaction with the coaching staff. But if you go to campus and you stand outside the practice gates, no one's going to stop you and make you leave because you're doing what a member of the general public can do. So maybe you end up doing that for a couple of stops, but ultimately, I think he's a guy who would prefer maybe to wait a little bit to make a decision. But if he does decide sooner rather than later, Jim, I think Penn State is the leader in that recruitment. He's a guy who has really kind of moved up Penn State's recruiting board, and I like where they stand with him. So there's no decision timeline, but you're right. Those predictions have come in for Penn State, and that's obviously good news.
Not to be disrespectful to the young man. And we all know with star ratings, a player can turn into a superstar, even if he's a three-star or walk-on. But he is not highly ranked. He's a three-star, was ranked 21st in the state of Pennsylvania even. He feels like a bit of a reach for Penn State, or, you know, for the Penn State fan, you look at it, they had some highly thought of tight ends, national type recruits in their crosshairs for the longest time who chose to go elsewhere. It feels like they're settling with him. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, he's a guy to me, Jim, who, and I don't necessarily disagree with your point, but he's a guy to me who would be rated a little bit higher if he had the opportunity to go to camps and be seen and evaluated. And so I don't know if he's quite a reach. He's a guy they've been watching for a while. So I will say this, you know, he's not as highly rated as some of the other tight ends that they offered, and that may end up being a good, you know, there may end up being good reason for that. There may not be, but I do think that he's a guy who was probably a take all along, but certainly was not like the highest rated guy on their board. And so, yeah, I mean, I think you do have to look at that one a little bit like that. Just the sense that they had many other higher rated guys on their board and weren't able to get the job done with them. Now they move on and put the pressure on Dinkins. And I think they do like him. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he certainly wasn't the highest rated guy on their board.
Let's look at the picture in a little more general sense. They are currently at 13 commits, which ranks 35th in the country. We keep hearing that number over and over again. But I think it's also important to point out that with 13 commits, that's a relatively small class in comparison to other schools. If you would rank them just based on the star ranking, the average star ranking of those 13, they bump up into probably around 19th or 20th in the country. So it's not quite as dire as it seems when you hear that ranking 35th in the country. But again, at 13 commits, how many openings remain for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point we are pretty close to, I don't want to say we've seen the entirety of Penn State's class of 2021 because there are a few more spots left, but I mean, they're short on room. They were always going to be, Jim, and if you miss out on as many top targets as they have, it doesn't make sense to rush and race to try and find more guys to fill this class when you have a loaded class of 2022 on the horizon. So to me, they are where they are right now. I mean, I don't know. Initially, I thought this could be a 19, 20, 21 member class. Now I'm thinking, Jim, more like, I don't know, 16, 17, 18 sounds more reasonable to me. I just don't know if the targets are out there to fill up this class. And I just don't know if there's enough guys out there they can convince it to maybe flip or consider them without being able to come to campus. So, yeah, it's going to be a smaller class for sure. It's not going to rank where Penn State fans are accustomed to seeing Penn State rank in the national recruiting rankings in the James Franklin era. But, yeah, I mean, initially I was thinking 19, 20, 21, it would be kind of in that ballpark of how many guys it would take. Now it looks more to me like 16 or 17 could be it. So there's only a few spots left because there's only a few top targets left. And there's some guys out there, you know, Dinkins is one, Derek Davis Jr., the gateway safety is another one. You know, there are some guys on the board, but there just aren't a ton at this point. And I don't see any reason to maybe drop below your main list of guys simply for the, you know, simply to fill up a class. I think they should be happy with what they have and they shouldn't reach and save some of those maybe scholarships that they have this year for next year, because as you and I have discussed, Jim, all these guys have a free year of eligibility. I don't know how many guys are going to stick around and use that, but it doesn't just impact this cycle. It impacts a lot of the ones down the road. So if you can go a little light, I mean, obviously you don't, it's like silver lining, I guess, but obviously you'd prefer to have a full strong class of the top targets that everyone was talking about for months. But if you're not going to have that, you might as well dial it back a bit. And I think we'll see Penn State do that.
With the eligibility not counting this year against any of the players, it appears that if there was ever a year to have a down cycle in recruiting, this would be a good year to have that. However, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like next year they will allow those seniors who choose to have that extra year of eligibility, that they will probably adjust that 85 man scholarship limit for that. Have they talked at all about beyond 2021, what will happen? Because theoretically, that issue is relevant for the next 4 or 5 years with current players.
Yeah, correct. So, I mean, that is the big issue at this point. I mean, I think that when you look at Penn State's roster, there are a number of guys who needed to come back. Because remember, more guys came back than we thought as it relates to leaving school early. So there were a number of guys who had to come back and try to get one more year to get ready for the NFL draft. And, you know, a guy like Cam Sullivan Brown comes to mind as maybe someone who has a decent year this year and then could build on that for a sixth season at Penn State and maybe move forward. But I think ultimately, Jim, you're not going to see many of the fifth year guys come back for a sixth year. And some of the guys who are fourth year, I just don't know. I mean, I know it sounds great in theory, but also there's the fact that, you know, you've been in school a long time now and all that stuff. So I do think that, you know, you'll see a couple of those guys come back, and, you know, Penn State will have to figure out its scholarship and roster management from there. But I don't think we're going to see a ton of those guys come back.
Probably not. I don't think fans, until you really look at the numbers, realize how much attrition there is in a class between transfers, player disciplinary reasons, injury reasons, players leaving early for the NFL. When all of that happens, a class that may have started at 20 or 25 gets whittled down pretty quickly, but there's still going to be that issue at a lot of schools. The fact is, you know, you have players who are going to have that extra year of eligibility, so right, there will be a numbers crunch. One last question in this last minute, Greg. We've been hearing so long this season about this will be a huge year for decommits. And I realized, you know, the thinking was once they open up for visits, that would happen quite a bit. It doesn't appear visits are going to be a reality for this year's class, but is there any evidence at all that there's going to be more decommits than normal this season?
Not at this point, no. And again, I think a lot of that, Jim, came from the fact that we thought kids were committing because they were either bored or they couldn't make visits, so they just wanted to decide, and that a lot of these decommitments would happen when visits came back. Well, the dead period now extends until January 1, Jim, and a lot of kids are going to sign in mid-December. So I think that that was based on information that we thought was going to happen that didn't end up happening, and because of that, I don't think we're going to see this year the decommit.
All right, that will be it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. Greg, I want to talk to you about the depth on this team. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Rush Track and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.